Fridley says they found out it's related to climate change and the ice age here versus East Asia.
We had the most extreme ice age environment in the world. Eastern North America was hammered about 20 times from these extreme cold events over the last 2 million years. Number of species went extinct. It's kind of like this big sieve where only the hardiest individuals made it through to today. And probably the ones that made it through were the ones that had these really constricted growing seasons. The same process never happened in East Asia.
Fridley says this shows past climate change is as much a determinant of what happens today as the current climate change will impact the future. But Fridley says that's not the only experiment taking place in the garden.
You see, there's 70 kiddie pools. You might be interested in what those eyesores are.
The small blue pools are filled with tree seedlings that make up the northern hub of a network of 6 duplicate experiments that extend to Florida. Fridley says each hub is using different soils and species in different climates to try and understand how fields develop into forests.
Turns out, if you live south of the Mason-Dixon line, the field turns into a forest in about 10 years. You get a pine forest. If you do that here, you cannot touch it for a century, and it's still a field. It's still a field of beautiful goldenrods, you know, as far as the eye can see. And that's been a conundrum for about 50 years of people wondering, was it a climate thing? Is it something about a colder winter maybe preventing the woodies from establishing?
Fridley says they're not sure yet. He hopes their continued research will answer that and many other questions about the wild woody plants growing in a plot on SU's South Campus. Scott Willis, WAER News.